In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Unless the Lord build a house, in vain do we labor. Unless the Lord guard the city, in vain do the watchmen keep watch. From the Psalms. And in the Orthros this morning, the special hymns preceding the gospel make a variation on that verse. Unless the Lord build the house of virtues, in vain do we labor, but if the Lord guard the soul, no one can conquer our city. And in the city that we heard about in the gospel today, there was a man who was severely possessed, and the locks that they had put on, speaking of unless the Lord guard, in vain do the watchmen keep watch, the locks could not contain him. But the Lord, in his visit, heals this man, and his city finds him clothed and in his right mind. Makes us think of baptism, that we're baptized, we're clothed, and we are not dwelling among the tombs forever, but we are given life, because the man was also dwelling among the tombs. And this is the blessing of the Lord, that we need him to cast out the demonic influences. And we do sometimes make light of demonic influences, turning them into jokes or cartoons. But we see very clearly in this reading that demonic influence is real, that this man did not have a psychological or psychiatric, obviously he was influenced that way, but as a result, but when you see that the demons left this man and went into the pigs, that's not something that can be healed psychiatrically. And so while this is not discount that the Lord gives gifts to medical workers and therapists, we also know that the whole experience is body and soul, and we have to be in need of Christ. And when we are, this is where the healing begins, because the demoniac preaches healing in his city, and Christ says, go and tell, recount all that God has done for you. And Saint Theophylact says, he didn't say, mention me by name and publicize me. He says, go and tell what God has done for you. And he didn't just go and tell, it says kirison. He says, go, what he wound up doing was more than just recounting. He said, kirison means he went into the city and he preached. And then it doesn't say what God had done for him. It says, he says he went and preached what Jesus had done for him. So he said specifically who God is and what he had done. And all, it says all that he has done for you. Now, when this man who had been possessed was healed, we also heard that he begged Christ that he go with him. And the word there was to be, had to express a deep personal need. Evito, which the word theome is something that we say over and over again in the liturgy, du Kyriou theithomen. And we translate it, let us pray to the Lord. But it's really, let us bear our deep personal need for the Lord. To express a deep need for the Lord. And we notice that this petition came from the man who had been healed. After he had been healed, he begged that God let him go with him. And that's how we should think of those petitions in the liturgy. A deep personal involvement, asking God, we really need you, because we get used to things and we say them by heart, and we can sort of, we forget how emphatic we should be about that. So he begs God to let him go with him. And Jesus sent him away, not to say that I now have no relationship with you, but he says, go and tell the city all that God has done for you. Go back to your home and say all that God has done to you, done for you. So he made him a preacher of Jesus Christ. So being in need is something that is the way we can be in our right mind. It's the way that we can continue in our healing and allowing the Lord to build our house, to protect our city that no one can come into. And this is a prayer that we need a lot in this time. In this time where we see a lot of divisiveness, a lot of condemnation of one another, and the cure for that is to be in need of Christ, to beg him to be with him, and he will not leave us alone. I am fond of the analogy that St. Porphyrios gives about when we see someone who causes offense to us, and he gives the analogy of seeing that person as being attacked by a tiger. He says, well, what should we do to that person when we see them being attacked in a tiger? And I'm going to read the full thing of what he says. He says, should he perhaps pick up a stone and throw it at the man to finish him off? Certainly not, we would say. But that's exactly what can happen if we don't realize that the other person who is acting badly towards us has been taken hold of by a tiger, the devil. We fail to realize that when we react to such a person without love, it is as if we are throwing stones at his wounds, and accordingly we are doing him great harm. And the tiger leaps onto us, and we do the same as him and worse. What kind of love do we have then for our neighbor, and even more importantly for God? When someone injures us in whatever way, whether with slanders or with insults, we should think of him as our brother who has been taken hold of by the enemy. He has fallen victim to the enemy. Accordingly, we need to have compassion for him and entreat God to have mercy both on us and on him. And God will help both. If, however, we are filled with anger against him, then the enemy will jump from him to us and make a mockery of us both. A person who condemns others does not love Christ. Our egotism is at fault. This is where the condemnation of others stems from. We all can say that we do not love Christ enough. But when we know that we have to beg him to be with us, to beg him and express our need for him, that means that we are being healed and we should never stop. St. Paul talks about the demonic attacks against him when he asks three times for this thorn in his side to be removed. And although the struggle did not cease, neither did God's strength, the strength and the of Christ and the grace of God and the power in the Holy Spirit, that did not cease either. And it was shown through St. Paul to be stronger than the struggle with the demonic messenger of Satan that was sent to torment him. But begging the Lord was how he was able, even despite his weaknesses, to keep the faith and to really serve as one of the most prominent teachers that the church has ever been blessed to have. So these are important things, and when we feel that we were offended, either by what we see on the news or in the social media platforms or in our conversations with others, our prayer should be very much towards the Lord, because you and I cannot guard the city. You and I cannot build a house. It is God that we all have a deep personal need for, and he will strengthen us in our lives and as a community, knowing that it is God who we need to protect us, to protect our soul, and to know that when he protects the soul, as we said in Orthros this morning, if he protect the soul, no one can conquer our city. To the Most Holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.